Daniel Iveen, Real Six.
With the Jewish was actually very logical. First of all, as a whole, let's say, in general, Jewish behaved very naively. Secondly, they, as a whole, didn't belong to any political movement. Especially not to communist movement, which was only one actually, not only one against fascism, but only one who was fighting against fascism. So they was interesting to save the life. First of all, they was not aware of the situation. When it came to be a fact, it was a little bit too late, as in all other countries. Now, when it was danger in the mind already penetrate, their concern was to save the life and to save somehow property, because it was depend on this property. It was not communist ideology, it was not patriotic feeling towards Yugoslavia or something like this. I'm talking generally. And I, as a child, was aware of this, you know. This, what I'm now telling you, I'm telling you as a historian, but I was seeing this without books first, and then reading in the books, or maybe even I was, I wrote about it, or referring or talking and so on. So it's a definite fact. Now, to come, if you are talking about fact, if you take percentage of Jews in Yugoslavia, they being quite a big number. But after 43, in Kraljevica, this building of barracks, and my mother went to Patria because he was preparing, the 99% was not in connect with partisans. It was only my brother, my mother, and some other few of them. And it was a big Jewish community which escaped from the Croatia mainland. And they was put in the concentration camp, Italian one, which is not so, you know, it was not very hard. And they went from, all of them on the coast went in the central concentration camp on island of Ra. And when Italia capitulated, the majority of them entered partisan units, even though it was not necessary. So it was. But in the beginning, very rarely, very rarely. Now, coming to other side, they being, of course, they being, from the beginning, Jews who belong to the communist or left movements. And some who been somehow patriotic, I don't know. For instance, a whole family of Baruch, a known family Baruch, Sephardi, in Belgrade. Whole family, father, mother, I don't know, three brothers, two sisters, something. They all went to partisan, and they all fell down. All the battles, and you have remembered still the street of Bracha Baruch and Family Baruch and so on, for instance. But very rarely. From the beginning, in the first 2 years, until the capitulation of Italy, it was Jews, yes, but Jews who actually didn't feel themselves Jews, but either as a communist or as a Yugoslav patriot, left wing and so on. Yes, you can met them somewhere around, mostly in commands and so on, as leaders and so on, very brave, very. Quite a number of them became to the highest order of posthumous hero of partisan war and so on. them is the father of Beth Mahardi, the first husband of mother of
So the situation in Croatia is really quite complex, isn't it? From what you've been saying, it's by no means all of Croatia was Utashe, that a lot of Croats were very anti the fascist cause. Is that right?
Very quick. From the beginning, I don't know how percentage. I would say majority on the first days, 41, let's say, on the day when the Croat state was established, let's say, 10 of April 41, I would say maybe majority of Croat population was in favor. I would say. Let's say like this, 55%. 45% against. But this against, they split into, let's say, parts. One of them, who would like to have independent Croatia, but not under the occupation and fascism. And the other ones, who was feeling of Yugoslavia, of belonging to Yugoslavia. So not to split Yugoslavia, so Yugoslavs. And now that is, I'm telling you exactly, I have to tell you, that is the day of establishment. Because why the second day? Very quick, in a few months' time, this was changed. This was changed, in a few months' time. Autumn 41, I am sure, I'm definitely sure that quite a good majority of Croatian population was against the Ustaša state and Germans and Russians and so on. In few months' time, you know, it started imprisonment, it started all sorts of stupidities, killing, executions, this and this. The people was friends with some said, but this one, you know, communists, and so what happened, what we need is, you know, so it was a quick change of the general attitudes and general mood. So that the party in autumn of 41, it was a majority, of course, supporting partisans, special partisans, already, you know, Afghanistan, and more and more, and stronger and stronger. It was a quick development.
What actually happened to you when once liberation occurred? You know, here you were as the young partisan,
yes,
the youngest.
Yes, in uniform I was. Oh yes, of course. I came back to my friends, old friends. But I was very, you know, always a young kid. I was in uniform, and I became to be the best friend of mine became to be a son of the main Ustaša commander in Karlovac, who was saved exactly by my mother, my brother, me, and some people, but justified. He was not that. He was the one who, for instance, warned my mother when she came from the prison, you know, bride from the French, she came back. Immediately, he warned her, Mrs. Kolstein, go immediately, let the car was, because I can't guide. He saved some people. So we gained this, you know, this, how to say, no report.
A sort of character witness, was it?
Not statement, let's say, in favor of him. And he was not executed. He was sentenced to, I don't know, 7 years of concentration camp. He served 4 or 5 years, and later on he became a normal citizen again. Mm-hmm. His son, he was, of course, the father. Why he became, he was a good boy, a normal boy. But he was this kind of the people. People who were, who being in danger, felt in danger. The boys came to me for help because I, for instance, in the first, I think, for whole 2 months or 3 months after the end of the war, you couldn't travel, for instance, without a little passport, actually a paper. You couldn't travel even not to Zagreb, but anywhere. I was not, for me, I was so somehow protected, or somehow, you know, because not only that I was Spartan, I was a child as well, and I have some sons here. So I didn't even ask for this passport for my friends. I entered, I take, I fulfill, I signed, I put the stamp and I give it. And so I was somebody, you know, very important. And especially people who was in danger, you know, came to me. You know, could this and this and this, and it was full shot, it was full, a little bit, you know, UNRWA packages, for instance. A lot. It was definitely, they try, officials, to be honest and so on, but you couldn't always, you know. I could take a lorry, not a partisan officer, but I, as a partisan child, in these first 2 months, I don't know what I can do, anything. So I gave, you know, I took, like, once, I don't know, 7 or 6, I don't know, something, a group of boys, you know, and say, look, take your rucksack and so on, let's go. And I came and say, open the door. Oh, yes. It was the time, so, you know, but very short, 2 or 3 months, it came normal. Mm. I came back, my friends, being already 5 years schooling, or something like this, I was remaining with the two. So I make it the new state immediately. 45 established so-called partisan schools for the boys and girls which lost time, school time, to make it 2 in 1 year. And I made it, let's say, through this school, and I reached my colleagues after 2 years. I became to be in the same way.
I suppose your war experience itself was quite an education. The work you were doing, and did you find that you were, at the end of the war, you would have been 13?
I've been 13, yes. That's 13, and I have to remain. I have to remain. It was very complicated mental situation. By brain, I was completely grown up. By soul, how to say, I was thirsty to be child again. Do you understand? So I remember moments that I was even younger from my friends. But in knowledge, in discussion, much older, much clever. But in playing, I would be, for the first time, maybe not even 30, maybe 10 years. You know, it was a confused mixture which gave some legacy, you know, and so on. You know. I grown up in experience, in understanding, you know, and so on, but in the same time, it was lack of childhood, which I want to revive. Could be, you know, father was not there, and so on. But some mixture of everything.
Did you know your father had been killed earlier in the war? No, at the time.
No, in the war, I didn't know about that he was killed. We was in Kragujevac already. We have an information that he is not anymore alive. Yes, I know. And the place, yes, I know. And in the partisan, I met people from this region who was very knowledgeable about details, about everything. And I met people who know him and talk about him and so on. He was, yes, I was always in connection with mentioning, with the surrounding in which it's mentioning my father.
This situation in the war, you know, with the Chetniks and the collaborators with the Germans, I wonder, was there a lot of bitterness and desire for revenge? How long did it last after the war? Because after all, it was a new state that was being built, wasn't it? Did it last a long time?
It was beginning of war, and after war, disappeared. At the beginning was, it was exactly later on this revenge. In the first times, you know, Chetnik, it was a mother, two sons, one is Chetnik, one is partisan. The partisan come to home and she hide the other one. And so it was, you know, and then crossing lines and so on. But...
did it last long though? The sort of bitterness between the groups, the partisans.
And partisans. Depends on the area. Depends on the area. In some region it was very bitterness, very much, and it was very severe revenge. In some, for instance, South Serbia, it was without any partisan action, it was just Chetniks. In 1944, when the units, partisan units, entered the South Serbia, all the Chetniks joined the party. And they being later on officers and so on. A lot of them have a partisan, a time of the war, anti-fascist fighters. A lot of them. So it depends on the region, depends on the political establishment, who was commander. It was not a regular life, so it depends of specific person, situation, and so on. And so on. Summer was a terrible summer, mild summer.
You, of course, would have been a very politically aware young man after the war, I imagine. So how aware were you of the situation in Greece? And yes, at that time.
I was reading Kalosavar, it was talking, it was news, it was newspaper, everything. And I was actually very well. I was somehow. I was never a member of Communist Party, but I was, as a child, left wings in everything somehow. But at the same time, I was aware of atrocities which nobody else, which grown-ups would need to not mention. You know? And I was saying, oh, just a moment. You know? But they forgive me because I was a child. And then, for instance, now I'm looking in my diary, the Hebrang, who was secretary of Central Committee of Croatia, was imprisoned in 1948. As a Stalin, split in police, it doesn't matter, it's a big case in history. But immediately, newspaper start to be that, oh, it is discovered that, you know, that this communist pattern, everybody must be traitor and everything. It could be in the Stalin purge, for instance. In, you know, the purge, the trials in 36, they did not trial because split of policy and opinion. It was the traitor, they want to kill Stalin. So the same pattern was in Yugoslavia. Hebrang was not imprisoned officially because he came in confrontation with Tito of some kind of the policy, but because he's discovered that he was Ustasha, that he was in connection with Germans, you know, this kind. And I in my diary, I was not looking diary for this, maybe I read it, but for some reason I look at it, and they saw that I was, that was end of 47, beginning of 48, was 16, and I put in my diary, they will put all kinds of lies to kill him. When it was not mentioned even that he is going to be sentenced or something. And it's going to be the same pattern as in Moscow. I was politically very grown up, very well, independent, left inclined, but always independent minded, always. And in Yugoslavia, in the beginning, after the war, maybe you heard about it, was a free work to build up roads and railways, even people from England, a lot of people came, young people and so on. And I've been in 48, I remember, we went after the school, 47, 48, in the summer to build up something. And my school went to the motorway, Zagreb, to work on the motorway. I became commander of a brigade or something like this. It was a time of comfort split, exactly, and every day school went to some ideological, it was brainwash. It was a time of it. Every day was this ideological lecture and so on and so on. And it was a lot of stupidity in this, Even though I was definitely against Stalin with Tito in this split, and I gave command, we was more than 1,000 boys, and we should go from school to a certain cinema, central cinema, they call it, central cinema, for a lecture about, political lecture or something like this, in front of the school. I said, they come, so on, and I say, now you are free. I was punished, I was degraded to ordinary worker on the, it's nothing, I want to tell you, I was I can be really proud. I was always, I think it's the work of my father. From the beginning, I was independent in my thinking, Always.
You went to Israel in 1949. Why was that?
Quite amazing. It's a little bit heavy to understand. To begin with this, establishing of the Israel state, I heard from my Christian friend in school. I'm saying with this how Jewish I was, I was not aware of this, because before the war, we was not very much Jewish. Yes, traditionally, yes, we are Jewish and so on, but not very significant. During the war, disappeared somehow. I was in the villages with the pigeons. And after the war, I was not thinking about this. But what happened? My brother was similar. We are brothers. Free discussion, independent mind, and he was already 1920, and he was turned out from the party, and it was sure near to imprisoned and to send to this, that it was a camp for the people who opt for Stalin. Terrible camp, a lot of them died there, on an island on the Adriatic Sea, they put them there. And he was already in confrontation, kicked out from the work, and it was really a danger for him. So he opted to escape from the situation. Mother persuaded him to opt for Israel. But then somehow, in a few days' time, because my mother was in Israel, you know, in the 20s, she married her, and her family, their sisters, two sisters, been all in Israel, and some other friends and relatives. So somehow, then brother persuades her to go together. And then, of course, I was 16, 17. They didn't say you must walk first. They said, look, are you going to go with us? In the first time, I didn't want. And I went into radio station to be a speaker for a children mission to ask for a job and so on. And I have, it was a first love, you know, I was very much connected with my wife. And it was difficult. On the end, I decided, okay, somehow persuasive for brother, and so I went. But I never, how much I was there enjoying and appreciated. First of all, I came, I remember in Bath, I had a relative, we was not put in concentration camp, not concentration, in the camp, you know, all Jews, the Aliyah, who came, went first, because they had nothing, in some camp, and then slowly, we was, for my mother and brother, for me, it was a car, or because my father was with all these ministers, so it was not hardship for me, not at all. And I went, even though I was foreigner in the officer school, which was really reserved for the boys who are native. Of discrimination. Anyway, I never could develop feeling towards Israel as my homeland. You know, always remain Yugoslavia. And so when I finished the military, I went to the military. I was offered to stay as an officer, but I said.
Yes, I suppose by now you are learning the full extent of the Holocaust. You know, after the war, because yes.
No, during the war.
Did you know about the
I know in 1944, I remember exactly in hospital there. I don't know who, how, where, that in Poland is a terrible camp, this Auschwitz, this Dachau, yes. I know the name Dachau I heard in partisan war, not even heard that my uncle is killed there because they. Actually, it's a special story. He came to the partisans, but I want to say that he was he couldn't relieve himself from some carpets and so on and so on. The Germans take him to the I think to the Dachau. So I was about Holocaust. Oh, I was during the war. And whole batch of killings of Jews, massive killings of Jews, and so on, yes, during the war. Yes, already in partisan 40 and 43, 44, definitely. Mm.
Yeah. How about your sense of Jewish identity? You know, you've been explaining how you were non religious, you had this pride in being Jewish, like your father. Did that remain?
Pride. I came from this Jewishness, you know, my origin is Jewishness. It's a great nation, it's a old nation, first nation, something like this, okay. But it's nothing special in me. I belong to this land where I'm born. It's by me logic, somehow that everybody has to be. You are not born. I'm born there, so I belong to this land where I'm born.